Today, probably right at this very moment, there are children in completely different parts of this world who are going through an impactful experience. They're having a coming-of-age event where their community comes together, highlights that moment that the child begins her journey to adulthood, and marks the trail for them along the way. Maybe it's a young Maasai tribesman in Kenya preparing to start warrior training. Or a Navajo girl here in the American Southwest, getting ready for her 4-day Kinalda ceremony. Or a boy on the island of Vanuatu in the South Pacific. Or a child in the Inuit tradition in Alaska, and on and on. From Africa to the Arctic, from the Amazon to Australia, us humans have clearly recognized that this is important for our kids. And yet most of us in our society don't have any such event. I didn't have any intentional ritual when I was a young teen. How many of you did? A couple of hands go up, not very many. And it's still the same for kids today. We do not benefit from this kind of event because we haven't created a way that we approach this. But I think we can, and I definitely think we should now. Today I'm going to tell you the story of our family and our efforts to create events for our kids, and I hope by the end of this talk that every single one of you wants to create an event for a child in your life, whether it's your daughter, your son, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, or your friends. So our story begins when our oldest son was 13. He was about to go through his bar mitzvah. That's a coming-of-age event in the Jewish tradition. It's a great event, and we were looking to expand the scope. There were additional lessons we wanted to teach, and there were some important adults in his life we wanted to fully and intimately include in this process. So we started doing some internet research. First thing that struck us is that these events are amazingly common throughout the world. Mostly they take place when a kid's around 13, give or take a year. Which is funny if you think about it, that all these independent societies completely not talking to one another all figured out that you've got to get this done early because by the time the kid is 16 or 17, apparently they know everything. Anyway, they don't need any help from the likes of you. So we didn't really just want to copy what some other society did. However, we did notice that there were some really clear themes running through all these diverse set of events that kind of served as a blueprint that we could follow. For our daughter, we structured things a little bit differently. It's a beautiful Central Oregon summer day, just like today, sunny and warm, and there is a loose circle on the grass. They've all got a letter that they'll leave behind with our daughter, and they're ready to share their wisdom, both with her and with one another. The first woman says, "Cultivate that ability to find something you have in common with another person, even if you have very different backgrounds, different beliefs, different points of view, because if you can do that and find that one piece, you can build upon it. Your life will be richer for the diversity of those relationships." The next woman then talks about being true to yourself and not falling victim to chasing what the media or other people think is the ideal way to look, the ideal way to dress, or the ideal way to be. The next woman shares her thoughts on how to build a network of friendships that will actually support and sustain you for the rest of your life. And you will need that network during different points when you run into inevitable challenges. The next woman then talks about standing up for yourself and finding your voice, and so on, around the circle, woman after woman after woman, sharing these really precious gifts of wisdom. Those are the two components of a coming-of-age event, reinforcing the lessons that you want to teach and coming together as a community to share wisdom.